Well, on one hand, they're a great surprise. On the other hand, they're not so surprising. And it's a great surprise because these are people inside the IEA who are telling us what many people, many critics have said in the past, that they thought that the figures on future oil production and reserves were not accurate and were completely overestimating how much oil there was in the world.
Why would the IEA give misleading information?
Well, I think from talking to people inside the organisation, on one hand, there's just been a complacency about them. On the other hand, there is a suspicion that the IEA has been unduly influenced by the needs of American foreign policy in particular. The Americans are very influential inside the IEA. They don't hold the top position, but they've always held the deputy head of the IEA. And American foreign policy has been very much dictated under Bush, particularly by a requirement that oil would keep on flowing and there was no need to move to a lower carbon economy because we were running out of oil, and hence their unwillingness to sign the Kyoto Protocol and take steps to green their economy.
If there is an oil shortage not very far away, and if the agency's assessments of oil demand and supply can't be relied upon, what does that mean for the energy and climate policies of Western governments, including Britain?
Well, countries like Britain do rely on IEA estimates. They don't do this kind of number crunching themselves. They use the IEA as their sort of benchmark for where we are in terms of the oil cycle. So they're very important in that respect. If the figures are overestimating how much oil there is, then it's clearly encourage people to be slower in terms of the move to a low-carbon economy than they should really be doing. And clearly, many environmentalists have argued for a long time that the speed of change is not nearly fast enough. But this is real, tangible proof, as it were, that we need to drive the change much faster than we've hitherto been doing.
And what's the IEA saying about these allegations?
The IEA have been unwilling to comment up till now. They say they're launching the World Energy Outlook, which is their most important document on reserves and production and things like this, today. And at that point, Fatih Birol, who's the chief economist, has said that he will talk about these allegations.